It's time for the Brew and Shavers Sports Podcast.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, goodwill, getting along with others, having another seat at the table, for those who may not see eye to eye with you, we have invited Doug the Buckeye back for yet another segment. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, it's Doug the Buckeye. Back with you again today. Glad that you guys having me back. Appreciate it. Even after I took some shots at your team last week, all in good fun. Darren, I honestly didn't know that you liked Vanderbilt so much, but I'll keep that in my hip pocket. And thank you for explaining about the five-yard line to this Buckeye. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm not going to do too many more shots against you or against your team this week, except to say that the Buckeyes have more championships than either LSU and or Vanderbilt. And I don't count any championship under Les Miles as a championship because that guy is a slimeball. We can talk about that more later. It's good to be back and talk to you about championships, talk to you about some measurements of what makes a great conference. You talked about championships last week, and I just that's good. That's the ultimate goal, but I want to point out to you, there's an article that NCAA.com did back in July of the 9 winningest teams in college football history. As you would imagine, 4 of those teams are Big Ten teams. Only 1 SEC team. So, keep that in mind. We got championship week coming up this week. I'm glad we ended on a good note last week talking about finding common ground. I just want to encourage you guys as we're finding common ground together. You don't have to wait till Saturday to hate that team up north. You can join me right now in hating that team up north for the rest of the week and the rest of the year and the rest of all time. So I think we can all agree on that, and that's great. Hey, championships, it's coming up. Last week of the regular season for a lot of teams. Defense wins championships. We got a couple Big Ten teams matching up on Saturday. One of the greatest rivalries of all time. Many people vote this as the best rivalry in all sports. 100,000 people plus. Going to pack a stadium to watch this. This ought to be really great. These two defenses, top 3 in the country as far as points allowed. Ultimately, whoever comes out of this game, winner or loser, they've proven themselves all year long. I think it's good for them to both probably be in the playoffs until we have a real playoff. I think it's good to decide this. We got 5 teams that are undefeated. At least one of those will remain undefeated, I would imagine. Maybe a couple more. But we're going to have 1-loss teams. Let's go back to 2003 or 2004, the Sugar Bowl. We had a certain Nick Saban coaching a certain LSU team. Sooners came in hoping to win. They had some defense. All the Sooner fans were crying around here saying, oh, Jason White had a bad game. Yeah, a bad game because he was on his back the whole game. So defense wins championships. And that brings me to my final point. Hey, you got Alabama and Georgia coming up. Somebody's going to lose. Georgia loses. What do you do? We're going to have 4 teams in the top 4 with a 1 loss. We're going to have 1 or 2. How's it going to shake out? I haven't talked about this a whole lot, but until we get a real playoff, I think we're in trouble, and we're always going to be saying who's the best 1-loss team or what 1-loss teams deserve to be there. I think we got a couple teams in the Big Ten that deserve to be there, maybe 1 or 2 in the SEC. Hey, what's going to happen to Florida State? Lost their quarterback. We'll see. It'll be fun. You guys tell me what you think. If Georgia loses, you put Georgia and Alabama in there? With a couple of Big Ten schools, let me know. Looking forward to hearing from it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon, and go Buckeyes.
Thanks, Doug. I was with him to the go Buckeyes, but anyway.
Actually, he tends to be much more coherent than we are.
That's a valid point.
But did you notice he brought up the 2003 national championship game, and he totally skipped the 2007 national championship game? Let's see. That was LSU against Is that against Ohio State? Yeah.
I think you may be onto something there.
So a couple of things that Doug the Buckeye brought up in his commentary was the winning records of a number of wins by Big Ten teams and also national championships. So, Doug, I'm going to turn you over to the research department here at the Brew and Shaver Sports Podcast, which is Darren. So, Darren, you want to address this?
Well, let's start with, there was an article that Doug referenced, the nine winningest teams, and his numbers were interesting. I found a list of the top 25 winningest teams in Division I football history, and it only had three Big Ten names on it. Michigan at number one and Ohio State at number two. Give absolute credit for that. And Michigan won their 1,000th game, or as Doug referred to them as, that team up north won their 1,000th game this past weekend. And then also Penn State is on the list. Now, the list that I found that listed the top 25 winningest programs in Division I football history included this amount of SEC teams: Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma. We are claiming them. Can't refute that. We've been doing it all year, not just here for this purposes of this list. So Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Florida, and Arkansas. So that's Big Ten 3, SEC 10. Those are a little bit of a different numbers than the numbers that Doug found in that one article. So I think he made our point while making his point. What do you think?
I think so. If you want to talk about teams that have won the most national championships and go back way, way back before the AP poll era, well, that would be Yale. With That's 18 right. national championships. I don't think anyone's looking at Yale and saying they are the winningest program ever. Even though they won their first championship in 1874, their last one in 1927. So a little bit of a dry run for Yale. But I don't think we're holding them up. So let's go. Yeah.
Getting close to a 100-year drought for their championships.
Let's go to the AP poll error. And we talked about some of this last week. We went all the way to 2014, which was the last time that Ohio State won a national championship. And since their last championship, Alabama's won three, Georgia's won two, and LSU has won one. That's three SEC teams that have won national championships since Ohio State last won one. But if you go back even further down the list, 2012, Alabama, 2011, Alabama, 2010, Auburn, 2009, Alabama, 2008, Florida, 2007, LSU, 2006, Florida, 2005, we're counting them, right? Texas.
Okay.
You go down to 2003, LSU, and then you go to 2002. Oh, there's Ohio State again.
Oh,
now,
wow.
How many SEC teams won championships between Ohio State's last two championships?
That would be several. Now, let me do this. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, as you said, let's find common ground again. We can all agree that next year, the 12-team playoff will be a real playoff and will eliminate conversations about who's the best one-win team or one-loss team, sorry. It's just Vanderbilt. I immediately default to one win instead of one loss. I think having 12 teams will eliminate that. In not so much of a spirit of common ground, I don't think Big Ten and ACC people are really going to care much for what that 12-team looks like or 12-team playoff looks like and how many SEC teams are in it right up until the Final Four. Just want to throw that out there as well. I don't think that's going to go as favorably as maybe Doug the Buckeye and other Big Ten people, as well as ACC people, think it's going to. So I agree with the starting point.
but
the ending might not be the same level or what Big Ten and ACC and even Big 12 people are looking for.
I think Doug made a great point about the 12-team playoff because we're going to see issues again this year with undefeated teams. What do you do with one-loss teams? That was a great point that Doug made. Yep. Secondly, we are absolutely with you, Doug. We can't stand the team up north either. And so we are fully supporting your Ohio State Buckeyes this weekend because
absolutely
we care about you, Doug. And frankly, if your team doesn't win, you're probably going to be looking for a head coach. But we've got good news for you. Jimbo Fisher is available and he's already pocketed $75 million for not coaching. So you might be able to work out a deal.
He might be willing to work cheap. You never know. That's a great point, man.
Doug, we hope you have even with all of your erroneous assumptions and conclusions, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Rooting for your less than elite league.
Elite? Just saying.
Oh, goodness. Darren, you better hope Vanderbilt never gets kicked out of the SEC.
Well, if they do, they're not going to the Big Ten. Big Ten won't have them either. So. Doug makes this fun. I really enjoy what he has to say and having this back and forth. Really, really fun.
Yeah. I'm glad we're doing it. Thanks, Doug. You guys have a good Thanksgiving.